The best defense for statute of limitations is to try to identify a potential problem before it comes. In the litigation world, we do that on the handoffs, either when we get a case on referral or when we're sending it back to the lender as far as the case is over, here's what we recommend as your next step. You look for the red flags. How far in default is this loan? Is it a loan that's at least 4 years in default? Maybe you look into it a little bit more. Is there a long loss mitigation history? You see a lot of cases now where it's a no good deed goes unpunished. You work with the borrower, you work with the borrower, you work with the borrower. At the end of the day, you don't find a loss mitigation program for them to fit into, and you're rewarded with a lawsuit of, you waited too long to foreclose, I'd like my free house now. You can also look for the multiple lawsuits. Anybody that's on the servicing side of things has surely run into one or more borrowers who don't want to take no for an answer. They get one judge after the other go ahead and tossing their case. Then they file a bankruptcy. Then you move for foreclosure. Then they get a TRO. Then they file for bankruptcy. And it's a rinse repeat that lasts over the years. If you're able to identify the problem before it's reached its maturity, the simplest, easiest, most effective way to cure it is just to send a statutory notice of abandonment of acceleration. It's what, 2-3 years old now? It's simple. Just put it in writing, certified mail, send it to the last known address of your borrower. And that is a statutory abandonment. There are also several ways you can abandon acceleration through the common law, either by actions or agreements. The kind of bell cow case there is Holy Cross. And really, what you're looking for are any steps that the lender is taking that's inconsistent with treating the loan as if it has been accelerated. A lender accepts payment for less than the full amount of the debt. The parties modify the loan to bring it current. The one that you see most common in the litigation side that has saved many, many loans is a new notice of default, a new notice of intent to accelerate. Because if you're saying you're in default and if you don't take these steps, I'm going to accelerate, is an action that's inconsistent with treating the loan as if it has been accelerated. You also have some experiments that went wrong with lenders trying to claim that there's been abandonment, one of which is just sending a new notice of acceleration. It's pretty typical over the years that foreclosure counsel, every time they are setting a nonjudicial foreclosure sale, they accompany that with a notice of acceleration. Well, the courts have been clear that just sending a new notice of acceleration on its own without any other steps is not enough to abandon acceleration. Same thing on trying for loss mitigation. Just trying it isn't enough. You have to actually reach an agreement. So a willingness to abandon isn't the same thing as abandonment. We mentioned earlier in the Holy Cross case that accepting payments is typically enough for abandonment, but not always. You should look beyond just what the payment history says. Sometimes there were a few lenders that, in particular, that were really liked to get forbearance agreements that would say taking these payments during this 3-6 month process is not enough to abandon acceleration. And obviously, if you're saying I'm going to do it, but the parties agree there's no abandonment, then there's no abandonment. And for HECM loans, if there's a death, then the acceleration was not optional. So the lending industry overall did a very good job of establishing abandonment to save liens when faced with these statute of limitations cases. And in some cases, they might have done too good a job. You're starting to see the borrowers now with the pendulum swung so far out use abandonment as a sword. There was a case out of the Fifth Circuit that was, I believe it was May of 2018, the Robb case that says, all right, now that you have an abandonment of acceleration, you got to start the whole notice process over. Most banks were just saying, okay, well, I'd already sent you the notice of default and you didn't cure it, so I accelerated it. We abandoned it, but the default is still there. I don't need to send you a new notice of default and a new notice of intent. The Fifth Circuit says, no, you do. To have a new acceleration, you have to start from the beginning of that two-step process. So a new notice of default. and what you're finding are now borrowers claiming wrongful foreclosure because you move forward with foreclosure without having an effective acceleration. You're also seeing some more courts now finding that there are potential inconsistencies with the way the banks are acting, which brings a fact question leading to trials as opposed to just motion practice. The biggest gray area right now is monthly statements. There are cases that are gonna come down on both sides of the equation. Some are gonna say monthly statement when you're asking for less than the full amount of the debt, that's enough to abandon. Some say, no, you need to look at the statement itself. What's the intent behind it? Listed some cases here where courts have found that monthly statements are enough for abandonment, or at least possible abandonment, including there are three Fifth Circuit cases.